Happy New Year! You're listening to WRUU LP 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. That's Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. All right there. Hello out there, Savannah Radio Land. Welcome to 4 p.m. Time once again to grab your pots and pans and hold on to your colanders, because you have entered the magical mystery world of the Rock and Roll Cookbook, the show that keeps you awake, at least for this hour, with the songs that never sleep, even during a pandemic. So happy 2021 to everybody. I'm Audrey Hepcat here with Midnight Earl, the guru of rock and roll. We're here for you live, as you know, we're here for you live every first and third Tuesday of the month. And today is no exception. This is an exceptional show, though, Earl, right? We're doing a special show today. We're actually homaging the songs by some of the talented Liverpudlians.
Yes.
The other guys and ladies from Liverpool, besides the Beatles. Everybody knows the Fab Four. We could just play other songs from the British Invasion, right? But we're not going to do that. We're actually focusing on the artists specifically from Liverpool. That's in England, you know. This is not a geography show, but we should probably say Liverpool is actually in Northwest England, for anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah, I think it's about 200 miles north of London.
Probably, yes, yes. So it's not really what you would normally consider a hotspot for the birthplace of, you know, a major cultural phenomenon.
Right, it was so unlikely that the Beatles would have come from, or the next big thing from Liverpool.
Yeah.
It would have been as if Elvis came from Schenectady, New York.
I mean, I like Schenectady, hey, but you know what I mean. I mean, they had their theaters and concert spaces at the Cavern, famous venue. But I mean, it wasn't something that you expect that would take the world by storm as the Beatles did. But, you know, there were a lot of very talented people from Liverpool, musicians from Liverpool. And we're going to hear the songs by some of them today. You probably heard of, some maybe not. But actually, in 2001... the Guinness Book of Records declared Liverpool's the city of pop due to the number one records to emerge from the city, which I thought was pretty interesting. Also, we should mention the Mersey Beat, the so-called Mersey Beat or beat music, is a product of Liverpool. I mean, it's a specific sound that came out of, musicians from that era.
Yes, and all of that comes from the Mersey River.
Exactly.
It's a port town. It's on the Mersey River.
Right.
And it
inspired a lot of the songs.
Right.
Or some of the songs, right.
The Mersey sound, Mersey beat.
Yep. The point is that, the Rolling Stones, the Kinks, the Animals had nothing to do with Liverpool. I mean, they were part of the British Invasion, but they were not part of the Mersey beat.
Yeah, they were
movement.
From London and other places in England.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing about that was kind of cool about the Liverpool is that they actually have a special dialect, which was called this Scouse, I think, or Scouser. It's called the Scouser City, which is actually after a local meat dish. When I went to England, I couldn't stand. I mean, I'm sorry, the food, wonderful, wonderful place, Great Britain, England, but the food, no. I don't know that the Scouser stuff would be particularly good anyway, but it is known as the Scouser City. So let's get started with some of the music of the other guys and ladies from Liverpool.
Right. Okay. So this first song captures the so-called Mersey Beat sound, made famous by the Beatles, but, there were others. And this act, Jerry and the Pacemakers, they were the second most successful, and popular of Brian Epstein's acts. Brian Epstein managed multiple acts.
And he managed a lot of these people, I think.
Yes.
Actually.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And
so what do we mean by Mersey Beat anyway? What's special about that? It's like a subgenre?
Yeah. It's coming. combination of rock and roll and skiffle and traditional pop music.
And John Lennon had a skiffle band, right?
Right, the Quarrymen.
The Quarrymen, right.
Yes, and...
Okay.
You know, okay.
So it's a very unique sound.
Yes, this song, it's sort of about pride in one's hometown, mm-hmm. and it was a title song to the movie of the same name, which was just really a promotional vehicle for Jerry and the Pacemakers. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else we can say about it. It was written by Jerry Marsden and released in late 1964 in the UK and in 65 in the US. Mm-hmm. It became a hit on both sides of the Atlantic, reaching number 6 in the US and number 8 in England.
All right, so let's hear it. This is the legendary Ferry Cross the Mersey.
And Jerry passed on about 3 days ago.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, no. So,
yes.
So a special homage to Jerry Marsden.
Yes.
Jerry and the Pacemakers in Ferry Cross the Mersey.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry, cross the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, will stay. So ferry cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Very nice, Ferry Cross the Mersey by Jerry and the Pacemakers. So, our next song actually was Tony Orlando's very first hit. But it's not, we're not playing Tony Orlando's version of it. Barely made it to the top 40, though.
Yes, I think he charted at 39.
At 39, okay.
Yeah. It was written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin, who were one of the famous Brill-building songwriting teams of the 1960s. Working for Alden Music, the English singer, songwriter, and actor Ronald Wycherly, I think I got that right.
I believe so, yeah.
Known famously as Billy Fury, was another star of British rock and roll. He recorded the hit version of this song in the UK, which reached number 3 on the singles chart.
And Billy Fury actually recorded 24 hits in the 1960s. Interestingly, equaling the Beatles' output for that same decade, although none of them actually made it to number one. So he didn't think of himself as a rock and roll singer, though.
And I don't.
And no, we don't. We don't actually think of him as a rock and roll
singer. He's pretty much like a crooner. He's sort of like Bobby Rydell kind of rock and roll star.
So I mean, it's not really even Mersey Beat music. It's
but
just
he's
kind
from
of a pop.
Liverpool.
He's from Liverpool, so there you go. Here he is, Billy Fury, Halfway to Paradise.
I
I want to be your lover, but your friend is all I stay. I'm only halfway to paradise, so near yet so far away. I long for your lips to kiss my lips, but just when I think they may, you leave me halfway to paradise, so near yet so far away. Being close to you is almost heaven, and seeing you can do just so much. It hurts me so to know your heart's a treasure, and that my heart is forbidden to touch. So put your sweet lips close to my lips and tell me that's where they're gonna stay. Don't leave me halfway to paradise, so near yet so far away. Whoa, 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 so near yet so far.
All right, well, that's just about as far from rock and roll as I can imagine. But anyway, yeah. It's Billy Fury. He's up from Liverpool, Halfway to Paradise. The next song, there's some debate on as to who actually wrote this song. It's credited to Lennon and McCartney, but some people say it was actually just written by John Lennon in 1963 when he was on holiday in Spain, along with another song called I Call Your Name. Specifically for this guy, specifically for Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, and presented to Kramer on his 20th birthday. So yeah. I don't know.
And there's actually, I believe, like a demo recording of the Beatles doing this song. I think they released it on the anthology collection.
Anthology, okay.
So it's just interesting if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah, a little thing. Trivia interest, yeah.
Brian Epstein managed Epstein, whatever, managed Kramer and the Dakotas, along with the Beatles and quite a few other acts. Mm-hmm. Hence the logical connection with the Beatles. The song is titled "Bad to Me," released in 1963, and became the group's first number one in the U.S. on the charts.
Yeah.
The group followed it with another number one UK cover of "Do You Want to Know a Secret," written by guess who?
Guess who? Yes. The group name was chosen so Kramer and the band, the Dakotas, actually maintained their separate identities. I think the Dakotas started as a session band in Manchester, England, but they're best known for their work with Kramer. So here we are with Bad to Me by Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you. The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad, don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not not bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. They'll be glad you're not bad to me.
That was Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas. Next, we have a Merseybeat artist that actually calls themselves the Merseybeats. They're also still active, just as Billy J. Kramer is, apparently. And the founding members of this group are Tony Crane and Billy Kinsley on vocals, lead, and rhythm guitar, respectively.
Yes, the song I Think of You was written by Peter Lee Sterling and published in 1963. It was released by the Merseybeats in May of 1964, right at the peak of the British invasion, reaching number five on the British charts. Interestingly, it was also a hit for Freddie and the Dreamers, released in October of 1964 on their album, You Were Made for Me.
Okay. Peter Sterling was also known as Daniel Boone, even though he was British, and he became a one-hit wonder in 1972 in the United States for a single, Beautiful Sunday. But we are actually going to hear the song I Think of You by the Merseybeats.
When the night is cold and my arms want someone to hold, I think of you. When the rain is falling, I hear you calling to me. I think of you. I think of you every minute I lie awake each lonely night. I think of you, yeah, that day you walked away and out of sight. But now my arms just long to hold you like they used to do before. I'm a broken man, now you don't love me no more. Cold and my arms want someone to hold. I think of you. Now the rain is falling, I hear you calling to me. I think of you. I think of you every minute I lie awake each lonely night. I think of you, yeah, that day you walked away and out of sight. But now my arms just long to hold you like they used to do before. I'm a broken man, now you don't love me no more. When the night is cold and my arms want someone to hold, I think of you. When the rain is falling, I hear you calling to me. I think of you. I think of you.
Okay, the Merseybeats, I Think of You. That's very pop fish sounding. Okay, as we were putting together this show, we thought there had to be a girl band counterpart to the Beatles. And as it turns out, there actually was one, sort of. They were called the Liverbirds and were active from around 1963 to 1968, mostly as a cover band. But they did have three original songs written by one of the members, I think the lead, guitarist Pamela Birch. So here they are, Mary, Sylvia, Pam, and Val singing "Why Do You Hang Around Me?" The Liverbirds. Right, the Liverbirds, not quite I Want to Hold Your Hand type of material, but they did have screaming fans.
Yes.
Just like the Beatles. This next song was written by then record producer Sonny Bono and Jack Nitzsche, I think is how you pronounce that. Not sure. Anyway, it was originally recorded by Jackie DeShannon in 1963.
Yes, the Searchers recorded it in 1964. It became a number one hit in the UK, Ireland, and South Africa, and made it to number 13 in the U.S., so not too shabby. You hear two six-string guitars playing in unison on the intro, although it sounds like a 12-string guitar because the engineer accidentally left the echo switch on.
Ah, that echo switch. All right, yes. Well, the Searchers actually performed this song for their United States television debut on The Ed Sullivan Show. Yay! Very influential show on April 5th, 1964. Probably had something to do with their success. Anyway, who? here they are again, Needles and Pins, the Searchers.
Thank you.
right, that was The Searchers. And our next Liverpudlian, so funny, I feel like I want to say Lilliputian for some reason, but it's Liverpudlian artist, Cilla Black. And in my opinion, she's one of the most underrated and underrepresented. I mean, she's known, but and was very well known in her time. But she just seems underrated. She's kind of eclipsed by people like Petula Clark, and she's just amazing. The song is better known from Dionne Warwick's performance of it, the one that we're going to play, and it was her first U.S. top 10 single.
Yes, and like we've been saying, all of these acts are from Liverpool. Most of them were managed by, or in the first half of the show, were managed by Brian Epstein.
Very talented.
And
entertainment entrepreneur.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, at least that I know of, and Cilla Black were produced by George Martin, who produced the Beatles records.
Ah, okay, interesting.
Anyone Who Had a Heart is the song we're going to hear. It was written by the famous Burt Bacharach and Hal David team in 1964.
That was a big year.
Yes. A lot of people doing a lot of good work that year.
Yeah, yeah.
It's notable for its unusual and constant time changes going from 4/4 to 5/4 and 7/8. Bacharach explained that this was not intentional. It was just the way he felt the song.
Yeah, another song that's kind of unusual, not so much with time signatures, but just with the rhythmic flow, is a beautiful song, Alfie, also sung by Cilla Black. Cilla liked the Beatles. You already said this, Earl. I'll say it again. Brian Epstein. She actually became his first and, I think, only female client.
Right, yep. And I believe I heard that before her singing career, she was the coat check girl at the Cavern.
Ah, okay. All right, so this is the wonderful, wonderful Cilla Black, Anyone Who Had a Heart.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so, anyone who had a heart would take me in his arms and love me too. Who couldn't be another heart that hurt me like you hurt me and be so untrue? What am I to do every time you go away? I always say, this time it's goodbye, dear. Loving you the way I do, I take you back. Without you, I'd die, dear. Knowing
bye.
All right, that was the wonderful Cilla Black, Anyone Who Had a Heart. We're going to continue with some more great music from Liverpool today on WRUU 107.5 FM, Savannah Soundings. We do have to take a station break here. It's important to remind all of you procrastinators out there that Georgia voters will determine the future of the United States Senate with a runoff election. Hey, it's today. If you haven't already voted, January 5th, 2021, for both U.S. senators from Georgia. Voting is easy to do. It's critical to preserving our democracy. So for this reason, you need to vote, if you haven't already, today. So get out there. Even if you can't listen, after you finish listening to our show, of course. The fate of the nation is in your hands. Also, a reminder to everyone that if you own a small business or any kind of business, want to get your message across to a dedicated, loyal, and active audience, then you can make WRUU part of your company's marketing strategy. And if you don't own a business, think about what it means to say that WRUU is a community radio station, because it is. It doesn't just mean that we invite the community to create programming, and it doesn't just mean that we are a voice for the community. It means that we are counting on the community to keep us going. And guess what, folks? You're the community. Almost all of our modest budget comes from small annual or monthly donations from listeners like you. You get to enjoy our community-focused programming because many others have stepped forward to do their part. So now please do your part by joining our community of listener donors. Just go to WRUU.org right now and make a one-time or monthly donation. And you can go to underwriting at WRUU.org if you're a business for more information on how to support this wonderful community radio station. And thank you for supporting Savannah's only community radio station, 107.5 FM. And thank you all for your support. Okay, we're going to leap forward in time to the more modern Liverpool songwriters, performers.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
With this next tune. Which is called, this is a very interesting title. It's called Wishing, and then a parenthetical, If I Had a Photograph of You, by another very interesting band name, A Flock of Seagulls. At first, I thought I didn't know which was which.
Right.
You know? So anyway, A Flock of Seagulls is the band. It's a new wave and synth pop band originally formed in 1979 in Liverpool by brothers Mike on vocals and keyboard and drummer Ali Score, along with Frank Maudsley on bass and Paul Reynolds, who was the lead guitarist with the band.
Yes, the group was among the most influential bands of the 1980s, mainly because of Reynolds' unique guitar style. Their unusual name reportedly comes from the song Toilet on the Sea by punk rock band The Stranglers and the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Oh, I remember that book. Okay. Seagull is almost exclusively known in the U.S. for their song I Ran So Far Away, but the song we're going to hear is that song that we just went over. Yeah. Wishing If I Had a Photograph of You by A Flock of Seagulls.
The way that you smile,
Eagles. Wishing. If I had a photograph of you. And I think they're taking the photograph now. Okay. Next, we have an unusual band. Another unusual band singing an unusual band name, singing a song released, well, it's unusual too, released as a single in July 1984.
Yes, okay.
Seven Seas, I believe. Okay. Seven Seas is the unusual band song name, and...
Yes, reached number 16 on the UK charts.
Who's the artist? Who's the artist here?
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Oh, Echo and the Bunnymen.
1984. And the album was Ocean Rain.
Ocean Rain, okay.
Okay.
And
number 10 on the Irish singles chart.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is a very unusual song. It's basically defies categories, as most of these modern indie rock, alternative rock songs do. It's been described as post-punk or just alternative. So let's listen to it and find out what it is exactly.
Okay.
Seven Seas, Echo and the Bunnymen.
Sorry heart with your favorite finger, paint the whole world blue and stop your tears from stinging. Hear the cavemen singing, good news they're bringing. Forever kneeling, where's the sense in stealing without the grace to be it? Seven seas swimming there so well, glad to see my face among them, kissing the tortoise shell. With mother religious, you strike the matches and shower me in water games, washing the rocks below, taught and tame in time to your flow.
Bunnymen. And next we're going to play another song by a pretty recent indie rock Liverpool band called the Zootons. It's lead singer songwriter David McCabe did not write this as a result of gazing out on the Mersey River. He wrote it while driving home in a cab. Okay, that's as good as an inspiration as any, I guess.
Yes. The song Valerie comes from the band's second studio album, Tired of Hanging Around, released in 2006. The song made it to number 9 in the UK. It reportedly tells the story of a friend of McCabe's named Valerie who got caught driving drunk.
Okay, that's nice.
Yes, and not to be confused with the Monkey song, Valerie.
Ah, yes, totally different song. Yeah. This song, Valerie, was also notably recorded by Amy Winehouse and Mark Ronson. But we're happy with this version. So here we go. The Zutons, Valerie.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water.
Cheerful for a song about drunk driving.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Zutons, Valerie. Now we're going to turn to the cheerful side of the indie alternative rock music known as Britpop, another subgenre that emerged in the mid-1990s. Catchier, brighter music in sharp contrast to the dark grunge scene in the U.S. and Britain's own so-called shoegazing, which I guess was also very dark.
Yeah.
Music scene.
The song Walk Away which we're going to hear, reached number 9 in the UK. It is the 4th single by the Britpop band called Cast from their debut album, All Change, released in 1996.
The song is written by John Power, who is also the ex-bassist for another Britpop band called the Laws.
Yep.
Laws.
Okay. So
all right.
Here we go.
Here we go. Walk Away. Next, we're going to hear a song by The Laws. It's actually written by the lead guitarist, Lee Mavers, recorded by his band, The Laws, with an original release in 1988. Barely charted at that time, so he tried again in 1990. The song hit number 13. This was their best shot. They didn't stop, though, with number 2. They actually did a 3rd and 4th release, neither of which took the song anywhere. The song has been heard in a number of films, however, The Parent Trap, Fever Pitch, Girl Interrupted, and So I Married an Axe Murderer. Interesting song. There She Goes by The Laws.
Mm-hmm.
the laws. There she goes, and we will be going shortly, folks. But you have been listening to the Rock and Roll Cookbook. The other guys and ladies from Liverpool. Thanks, Earl.
Yep.
Thanks to WRUU, and you are amazing listeners. Please let us know what you think on the Rock and Roll Cookbook Circle Facebook page or the Rocking Chairs Rhythm Review Facebook page. Our next show is going to be Tuesday, the 19th of January. We'll be paying special tribute to Badfinger, as well as some other unsung, underrated, basically forgotten giants of rock and roll. We close out the cookbook this week with a Liverpool band called Frankie Goes to Hollywood, performing Relax. Until next time, please stay safe, be kind to others, and as always, keep listening to that rock and roll music any old way you choose it. I'm Audrey Hepcat. Bye.